This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. First of all, I'd like to say Merry Christmas, friends. Merry Christmas to every single one of you, and we know what this season's all about. I want to let you know that I have not altered my life in any sense of the word. I've been living my life the way that I always have. I am not being conditioned, desensitized into submitting myself to tyranny in any sense of the word, just for the record, okay? So I'm as free as a bird to do the right thing. And by the way, so are you. You know, I was thinking earlier, isn't it interesting, in the state of Minnesota, we don't have any snow yet, but in the state of Minnesota right now, it's interesting to note that over 300 businesses just yesterday reopened in defying the governor in the state of Minnesota. Why? Because the governor's been called out how many times now? Governors and mayors across the United States of America have been called out now, right? By state courts and judges, by Supreme Courts in particular states throughout our union, and then we have federal courts and the Supreme Court even stepping up and telling the American people that what these governors and these mayors are doing is unconstitutional. Well, the people in the state of Minnesota heard that. You know what they're afraid of? They're afraid of the Attorney General, who, by the way, we know that he's there by fraud, voter fraud, no question about it. What's interesting to note is the fact that if you don't obey the governor's unconstitutional edict, which, by the way, he knows is unconstitutional, don't call it an executive order unless it's congruent with the U.S. Constitution, period, because then it's null and void if it isn't, and this isn't. It's interesting to note that the state attorney general will be called in then to be sicked on these businesses that are defying the governor. Here's a question I want to ask you, okay? Hopefully someone can answer me. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Here's the question. If the governor has no law to enforce against these businesses, then where, I ask, does the attorney general extract a law to go and sue these businesses? Do you see how that this is being played out, friends? It's manipulation, it's a wordplay, and it's completely criminal every step of the way. Matter of fact, we had just on Thursday here, Eric Lucero. He is a state rep in the state of Minnesota here, and he said exactly verbatim what I've always been saying. And it's happening because of the apathy and the ignorance of the American people. There's no other excuse for what's taking place in this country. Walmarts, Targets, strip malls, folks, they're packed. These stores are packed. Well, small businesses are being run out of business by a governor, by a mayor, by an attorney general. And I'm talking across the United States of America. I'm here to tell you, again, what they're doing is unconstitutional. If it's unconstitutional, that means it's unlawful. And when we define unlawful, we define it as being criminal. So what's taking place from these said governors and mayors across the United States of America are criminal. This is why there's a recall going in California right now. They got to get 1.5 million individuals to basically recall this governor. That is not enough. He needs to be prosecuted for his crimes against the people in the state of California. We are watching you, California, and we are high-fiving every step that you're taking. Sheriffs are defying the governor in that state. Sheriffs across the United States of America are defying mayors, and they are defying the governors, not for breaking the law, not for being rebellious, but for obeying the law, for obeying and enforcing the laws that they themselves are breaking, okay? We never delegated authority to these individuals to attack us, friends. We never delegated authority to these said representatives. We have a representative government to go ahead and attempt to strip away our God-given rights in an attempt to tear down the U.S. Constitution and recreate it in the image of the devil and his minions. They don't have no right whatsoever given unto them by the people to do the things that they're doing. So the question is, why are they doing it? Why are the people going along with this? Only you can answer the question, because I cannot. Friends, I want to add insult to injury as to what just took place here, just recently. And what I'm talking about is we all seen, and I'm sure you have, and you probably heard the audio, or you've seen the video. Yesterday, I highlighted the fact that there was a nurse just recently, and I highlighted the article, "You Can't Pay for This." Nurse says she's excited to get a vaccine. How many kids, how many adults have you ever heard in all of your life say that they're excited about getting a vaccination? Well, I'll tell you why she said it, because she profits from it. Okay, she's a part of the medical industry that's deceiving and playing the fraud on the American people today in a big way. But what's interesting and what we need to take note of here, friends, is the fact that this nurse that was excited to get the vaccination on live television passes out after receiving it. I'm sure you've all seen this. Oh, then it leads us to ask the question, why did the doctor intervene instantaneously and look at the people as he has her in his arms, as she's falling to the ground? She hits the dirt after she gets her vaccination. And before you know it, friends, there is the doctor in an attempt to rescue the vaccinations. He said the ingredients in these vaccinations have nothing to do with her passing out. That has got to be the quickest prognostication I've ever seen in my whole entire life. Then what we're seeing across not just the United States of America, but across the globe now, we're finding that these said representatives in America, in England, in Canada, friends, are you seeing this? They're taking the cameras and they're getting real close and they're finding out that these said representatives that are encouraging you and me to get a vaccination, they themselves fail to remember that we're not stupid. We have eyes to see and we have ears to hear. It's interesting how they're getting vaccinations with caps on the ends of these syringes. And when you post this on social media, the people say, how stupid do they think that we really are? Well, do you have a mask on? Because that's why they're encouraged, that's why they're emboldened to continuously attack the American people. You know, folks, it doesn't stop there. I mean, just last week we also highlighted the fact that we have another governor in Rhode Island. You know, as the virus is raging, we have another governor exposed for her hypocrisies at a local bar, drinking wine, hanging out with their friends. How many of these hypocritical criminal said representatives need to be caught before the American people and stand up and be the law that God has commanded them to be? Because I can't answer it for you, friends. Only you can do that. We're going to be talking about adverse side effects in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Merry Christmas, folks. Welcome to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we're going to continuously do by the grace of God. Luke 19:10 is our mandate. Mark 16:15, the list goes on. Also jump over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com. If we are deplatformed, you can always find us on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies that you are being told 24/7. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto the platform that we are on today and join us on Top Chat. You can also do the same thing on beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com. Click onto the platform in which we have for the day and go ahead and join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to give you a shout out really quick, every single one of you. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show across the country. We are broadcasting into 133 cities in the United States of America alone, and then we also broadcast abroad out into 53 different countries. So out of the 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication, you've made us the number one and number two show. So, again, only you can do that, and we appreciate that very much. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Don't want to sit there and listen to your banner. If you want to call in, you want to tell us how wrong we are about what we're highlighting, then you want to go ahead and give us a call and share, contend for the faith, whatever they may that may be, pro or con, bring it to the table. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact that, folks, we have a nurse. I thought, you know what, I'll just play the audio for you in case you haven't heard this. But this is a nurse, friends, who says that she was excited to get the vaccine on live television. Shortly after she says it, she says that she's dizzy. Then she says, I'm sorry. And then she hits the dirt. When I say, friends, you cannot pay for this, I mean you cannot pay for this. This is just not what they want happening. And you can rest assured, folks, it happened. Listen to this. I would like to listen to it, too.
I did, yes. So, you know,
here she is.
My staff, we are excited to get the vaccine. You know,
we are excited to get the vaccine.
We are in a covered unit, so therefore
we are in a covered unit.
My team will be getting first chances to get the vaccine.
We get the first chance to get the vaccine.
It's really...
She's starting to get dizzy. She's real excited to get it, friends.
I'm sorry.
And then now she says, I'm sorry. And then she falls out. And then the doctors say, folks, the ones that are bringing her down to the ground, that this has nothing to do with the ingredients found in the vaccinations. Boy, that was quick, man. Do you see what's going on here, friends? Those that are selling you the virus are the very ones that are selling you the vaccines. Those that are selling you the problem are also selling you the resolve to that which aggrandizes their wealth in a major, major, major way, friends. There's no better way to say this. I can go on, folks, all day. Did you know that, I'm just highlighting over the last week, did you know that globally, the Israelis, 75% of the Israelis are refusing to get vaccinated? Do you know why? They're calling it the vaccination holocaust. They're refusing to get vaccinated. This is news you're never going to hear, friends. You're never going to hear this. And then we're also told by the likes of Bill Gates, who isn't a doctor, lockdown should carry on into 2020. This is about fatiguing you into compliance. That's all this is. About fatiguing you into compliance. I want to remind you of something that I said yesterday. Take note. Take heed to what I'm saying. Pay careful attention to what I'm saying right now. Bill Gates, as you well know, is not an elected representative. As you well know, he is not a licensed doctor. We all know this. We know that the head of the WHO, World Health Organization, he is not a doctor. But they are the ones calling the shots. Well, the CDC continuously screws up their statistics day in and day out, depending on how many times they're caught. And the fact of the matter is, friends, the mainstream media, along with the big tech companies, are censoring licensed doctors from the errors of that of Bill Gates in the WHO. And this is what the American people are taking heed to, the liars. They're not taking heed to the licensed doctors. They're taking heed to those that are not licensed doctors. And the question that I have, and I proposed this to the American people just over the last week. Why is it the mainstream media is asking Bill Gates medical questions? Why are they asking questions to Bill Gates about viruses and vaccinations? And again, blocking and censoring licensed doctors that are standing there in stark contrast to the lies of a Bill Gates and the WHO and the CDC and the list goes on. Anthony Fauci, you get the point. Folks. And it's also interesting to note that this last week, I also highlighted on Monday, silence by murder. Did you know that a 47-year-old woman named Brandy Vaughn, did you know that she mysteriously died? I highlighted all the stalking that was taking place by those that were responsible for her murder in fact. Okay? She put out a video right before she was murdered and said, I would never consider suicide. Okay? Keep in mind, she was a former exec for Merck in Santa Barbara, California. And the stalking video is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. She goes through all of the measures that they took in an attempt to shut her up. And notice the timing of her death, December 7th, right before the rollout. concerning what's taking place here with Pfizer and that of Moderna and these other companies, friends, that are zeroing in on you, which, by the way, is a perfect segue into what I want to highlight right now. Hey, folks, did you know that those that were unlawfully corralling you into taking vaccinations, they're trying to force you into taking vaccinations? You do know this, right? That is their end aim, to force you into taking a vaccination. Did you know, this is important information, did you know that just this week, CNBC came out with a report, the headline stated, you can't sue Pfizer or Moderna if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects. The government likely won't compensate you for damages either. I'm not making this up. And you all do know, if you've listened to the show, that this vaccination indemnification for vaccine companies was basically made into what you have been led to believe is law, which is not law because it undermines the Constitution, which means policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. This was signed into law, as they call it. It's called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, which indemnifies vaccine companies in case you're injured, there's adverse effects, or you die. They're reminding you in their brazen haughtiness, friends, that there's absolutely nothing that you can do to these companies if something goes wrong. Go ahead and check out National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. That was implemented in that of 1986. So they've been little by little teeing this up so they can attack the people. And it's exactly what they're doing, friends. I want you to listen to this carefully. This is Dorit Rice, a professor. You know, they profess themselves to be wise, but the Bible says they're fools, Romans 1:22. She said that's part of sovereign immunity. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, listen carefully. It's pretty crazy to say the least as to what's going on in America today. Just read Psalm 9:17. The Lord said that he would make that nation, he would turn it into hell to those that forget him. And it's exactly what we have forgotten. We have forgotten God's government, which we are based upon and premised upon through the Mosaic Institution. Matter of fact, I think it's safe to say for all of us that the corruption stinks to high heaven, no doubt. No doubt at all. Read Jeremiah 9:24, understand the character of God. Here we have corrupt politicians working hand in glove with the mainstream media who are now pushing fear 24/7. Wait until a heartbreak. You'll know what I'm talking about. They're pushing fear 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, over a narrative that they cannot prove, they cannot, in an attempt to corral everyone into taking their vaccinations. Taking vaccinations, put it up against the Word of God, Leviticus 17:11 and Leviticus 19:19. It's a big no-no. And then on the other hand, they also want you to know that they, the politicians, the ones that are pushing the fear along with the mainstream media, who are also to serve the people, are found out, instead of working for the people, are working on the behalf of big pharma companies against the will of people like me and you, right? Now they have created unconstitutional policies to indemnify vaccine companies from consequence if you were to have serious side effects. I'm going to get to the article right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is insanity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. And lift off.
And with that, a spy satellite is on its way into orbit after a successful SpaceX launch of a Falcon 9 rocket this morning from the Kennedy Space Center. If you're out driving around shopping, you're not alone. A new survey from the National Retail Federation shows more than 150 million people in the United States plan on shopping today, known as Super Saturday, which is the last Saturday before Christmas. USA Radio News caught up with this youngster at the mall who explains why he's out shopping on one of the busiest days of the year.
Because I put everything off to the final minute. The malls were very busy, very packed.
If you haven't started your shopping, no worries, as Christmas is 6 days away. USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to work on a coronavirus relief package. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons on when he expects a vote.
I think we will finally pass this package on Monday or Tuesday here in the Senate. We're here this weekend to vote on more judges, but we frankly should be closing this deal and delivering billions of dollars of assistance to Americans who are facing eviction, hunger, joblessness, and homelessness.
Senator Coon speaking there on MSNBC. Professional astronomers and amateur sky watchers are preparing for the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. The two planets will appear together Monday night after sundown. In the northern hemisphere, the planets will be visible in the southwestern sky above the horizon. Monday is also the 21st, which is the first day of the winter solstice, making it the longest night of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Okay, so let's rock this again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, there's literally hundreds of comments on social media platforms right now. Usually at the halfway mark, there's over 1,000 comments that are being made. Okay, so with that said, I want your comments on the radio so people can hear that we're all saying the same thing. And if we're not, you're welcome too. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to this. I'm just talking about those that are unlawfully corralling you into taking vaccinations by driving fear of consequence. See, that's what happens. That's the curse. Those that trust in the arm of the flesh, they're cursed. Jeremiah 17:5. But those that trust in the Lord, hey, folks, it's a blessing, not a curse. The fact of the matter is you are being cursed by those people that you're submitting to. The Lord never told you to submit to your representatives. Your representative government, they're there to represent you. They're there to work for you. Again, not the other way around. So if you've got it upside down, Isaiah 59, well, you're just eating the fruit of your own ways. That's what's happening, friends. You know, I want to stop really quick. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. I just want you to hear this. America, this is where you're at if you still haven't gotten the memo, okay? I'm paying attention. I'm wide awake. Just like that Gadsden flag, that snake that's coiled up and ready to strike, his eyes are wide open. That's this ministry, okay? And the fact of the matter is we're not getting our information from hearsay. We're getting it directly from the source. And it's also interesting to note that much of the information that we're sharing with you today is easily accessible. You just have to dig a little bit harder and further sometimes. But you ever see the documentary, The True Story of the Band of Brothers, the 101st Airborne, the 506th Unit? You ever see that? A lot of those guys were our friends before they passed on into eternity. HBO did a documentary on them about 15 years ago. Outstanding. Second to none. Instead of in the light of truth and the way that things were carried out concerning their testimonies. I was working around the house today, and I thought to myself, it just came to me, America, this is where America's at. There's a point where they were in Carentan, at the 101st were. And while they were there, they went into the town of Carentan. And, of course, the Germans were all set up for the ambush concerning the 101st. Well, the 101st comes in, and they notice that there was a Tiger tank that was over in a corner, and it had camouflage on it. You couldn't see it unless you were going in a little bit further to see it, like the 101st did. Well, what Johnny Martin did, he was a sergeant during that time. He ran over to one of the British tanks that was coming down the road, and that British tank didn't happen to see that Tiger tank was about ready to fix its turret right on him and the end of his gun right on his tank. So what Johnny Martin did is he ran over to him and he stopped him and he went up top and he told him, he said, listen, if you go any further, that Tiger, that tank is going to get you. And what the British dude did that was driving his tank, he looked through his binoculars and he couldn't see it. And because he didn't see it, he didn't listen to the 101st Airborne. I am the 101st Airborne. What did he do? He ignored the warning sign and he went forward anyways. And what happened? The enemy camouflage pointed the end of his gun right at the British tank. And guess what he did? He blew him into kingdom come. Folks, I'm here to tell you, your enemy's camouflaged. They're not even worried about camouflaging themselves anymore. They're out in the light. The devil's not trying to cover up anymore. He's working through his little minions, and they are on the attack, not against a virus, but against the American people. But against the American people. Don't doubt a thing that I'm telling you, friends. I've given you enough information day in and day out over the last 17 years of being on the radio that there is absolutely no excuse as to why we are here today. You know, it's interesting, all those warnings that were given back 15, 16, 17, 10 years ago, 6 months ago, we're starting to roll out into the reality of them if we already haven't. And then what do? I get the emails. Bradley, I remember when you were talking about this and everybody just thought, what are you doing? What are you talking about that for? Like 3 years ago, for case in point, for an example. Bradley, why do you keep hitting Adolf Hitler? Why do you keep hitting the Third Reich? Why do you keep showing comparisons and similarities? Don't you think that's enough? Let's get up onto something else. No, I'm not here to take orders from you. I'm here to take orders and listen to the commandments of the living God as the Holy Ghost gives them to us. And in the process of that, isn't that interesting over the last 2 and 3 years? Okay, Bradley, enough of the Third Reich, enough of the Adolf Hitler stuff. Isn't it interesting all across America? What are politicians being equated to? And Gavin Newsom, just last week, they show him Heil Hitlering, right? With a little mustache on, with a Nazi flag behind him. Isn't it interesting they're doing the same thing with Whitmer? All across the boards, you're beginning to hear through the mainstream media, for those that are brave enough to tell you the truth, man, there's a lot of similarities going on between us and that of the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler. You know, I can give you a case in point. Do you see all these transvestites and all these homosexuals that they're putting into federal government? And it wasn't just Barack Obama. It wasn't just George Bush. But Donald Trump has done the same thing. Isn't it interesting to note that there was a book called Pink Swastika? Guess who the SS were, friends? They just happened to be effeminate homosexuals and masculine homosexuals. Who's beginning to fill up federal positions in the United States government today, friends? Why are they being appointed? Because they'll do what nobody else will do. And that will put you under the curse, because he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And here we are today. Oh, I remember when you said that about 17 years ago, Bradley, and everybody was calling you a bigot and they were calling you a hater and this and that. It's like, that's fine. That's fine. Let me just ask you something. Was I faithful to deliver the message that the Lord was giving? Yeah, you were. Okay, well then listen this time. Okay, because prevention is better than cure. And the problem is that the American people, they wait for it to happen. They get pushed over the precipice. They lose more of their rights. And they're encouraging the tyrants to go ahead and attack on another day. And the Lord gave them the forewarning. But they don't want to listen. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. The Lord hasn't changed. I'm here to tell you, He's not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Go to Malachi 2:6. What does it tell us there? I am the Lord thy God, I change not. The Bible says He's faithful to 1,000 generations. We haven't lived 1,000. The globe hasn't been here for 1,000 generations yet, friends. Just for the record. So if you're hopeless and you got your hopes in what man's going to do, I'm here to tell you right now, you better put your eyes and fix them on the author and the finisher of your faith, and His name is Jesus Christ. And you will overcome. He promises that we'll be made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Romans 8:37. You keep feeding on the spirit of the world, you're going to keep losing the day. You're going to keep feeding on hopelessness. Guess what? You're going to be hopeless. You keep feeding on the bread of life, He's going to cause you to overcome. Read 1 John 5:2. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. I don't care, like David did in Psalm 27. I don't care if I'm the only one on this planet being faithful to God, and I'm not suggesting that I am. But if I'm the only one to stand here or to sit here day after day, 6 weeks, telling you what nobody else wants to tell you, but yet everybody's thinking it, I want to tell you something, friends. I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. Because the fact of the matter is, it shows you real love that I'm not going to be moved, swayed by the doctrines of men. Or because someone attacks my reputation, well, Jesus didn't make Himself of no reputation. That's the Lord's business. The fact of the matter is we put our feet upon the rock and we hold to the Word of God and we hold fast and we move not. Okay? I just want to make clear that's where we're at here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I could care less if everybody's against me. I'm telling you, when I'm right, I know I'm right. And I'll tell you this, when I know that I know the voice of God in the sense of what's coming down the road, you can just hold to it. Matter of fact, there's a, and I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I'm going to share it with you. I did a article right after this whole plandemic came out, and I remember I had the dream, and I'll just share it with you, the dream. I'm not playing the prophet, I'm not trying to play anything, but I know when I get these, I know it's just a matter of time before it comes. I remember I woke up and I told my wife, I said, "Wife, I said I had another dream." And she said, "Okay, what now?" See, because when I get dreams, they're always tornadoes with information tied into those dreams that I get. And what it was is I seen a wave coming and it was kind of a smaller wave. And then I seen sometime after that, I seen another wave coming, but I could see all three of them coming at the same time. I seen the small wave, and then I could see the bigger wave behind it. This is before anybody was talking about waves. And then all of a sudden, I seen a tsunami come. And you know, tsunamis, friends, when they come, they wipe everything out. And I can tell you what I know. What I know is the first one was the warning. We knew it was a pandemic. We know it's a pandemic. That was the first wave. The second wave was for the American people to stop the second wave, like the people in Europe are today, the way that the people in Israel are today, the way the people in Australia are today, the way the people in the UK and France and Germany and the list goes on. They're stopping the second wave. But the American people are going right along with it, man. They're already to vaccinations. That's why it's called Operation Warp Speed, because they don't want you to see the side effects. That's why they want to force these on you before people wake up to the side effects of what's in these vaccinations. And what I'm highlighting right now, friends, is the very fact that these politicians that helped indemnify vaccination companies, right, which is completely un-American, it's illegal. These politicians in the mainstream media, they want to remind you that there's nothing that you can do about it. Now, I want to finish my point concerning this dream. Oh, by the way, if you go to Nahum 1, the Lord says that He would have His way in the whirlwind. Okay? But the third one was the tsunami. In other words, if the second wave isn't stopped by the American people, the tsunami will come. See, it was all mercy. The Lord shows us things before they come. It was like when he gave the vision to Jonah. To what? Preach repentance to Nineveh. And what did Nineveh do? They took heed. They played smart so the tsunami didn't come. What are the Americans doing? What are you got to see? We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to highlight this, too. Thank you guys down there at GCN. Merry Christmas to you guys. Thanks for doing a great job, as well as Judah, the guy that produces the show here. Again, we just appreciate all your listenership, friends, and all my faithfuls, my friends, that are doers of the word and not hearers only deceiving themselves. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, this is unsolicited. Just this week, actually it was about 4 or 5 months ago now, but we just got, the article was written where we were actually presented with the Content 2020 Film Festival and Media Summit on a nationwide basis. We just won the award for Truth in Journalism Award. Okay, so I just wanted, if you want to check that out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have some people out there saying, how did I land on this page? You liked it. Okay, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and check out those 13 to 15 articles there combating the lies in the mainstream media. And thank you to the people that presented that award. Again, it was unsolicited. We just appreciate your trust on so many different fronts. I wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Go to the right side of the page, click on Join Us on Top Chat, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, do the same there, click onto the platform, Join Us on Top Chat. If you want to call, I'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, I have you for 2 hours today. We are still in hour one. We got Brian calling from Nebraska. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes. What a great opportunity and time we have in this that we can take our children and get active in the local, state level, and federal level, and teach them civics. Something that the school system doesn't teach. I'm 55. I'm unlearning the lies that the school system taught me, you know, so.
Or didn't teach you, right, Brian? Or didn't teach you, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I'm ashamed of it.
Hey, Brian.
When I grew up.
Can I say something to you really quick? Can I say something to you really quick? Don't be ashamed, brother. We're all learning.
No, I'm not ashamed, but.
Yeah, you don't be. I'm proud of you, man.
Parents, you need to teach your kids civics because sports come and go. When you get older, your body breaks down a little bit more than it should, you know, and teach them the things that are important.
Amen.
And to me, I'm older now, and sports aren't that important.
You know, I want to just tell you this. In Jeremiah 11:13, it talks about serving your gods, and your gods' names are in every city. As a matter of fact, if you look at sports in a lot of ways, they are basically promoted and propped up to distract you from what's happening in your country. And let me equate that to a quote given to us by a Muslim from the Middle East that means to come into America and conquer. And it was quoted from him as saying that Americans' gods are now sports. It's time to take over. And it's exactly what's happening. It's interesting. We have 60,000, 70,000, 80,000 people any given weekend during the football season that will pack those arenas to, you know, basically cheer on their favorite players who are dressed up in a bunch of tights fighting over a pig ball. And they'll forget the score the very next day. But yet 3,000 to 4,000 babies are being murdered in the womb every single day. I mean, can you imagine, Brian, those individuals leaving there and defying government and straightening out their government? Because what's happening on so many fronts in this country today is completely un-American. As a matter of fact, it's treasonous against the American version of our law on so many fronts. That's a whole different show. But I want to tell you something, Brian. You stay the course. You keep doing what you're doing because, listen, we have a saying in the ministry, let their cruelty swell our ranks. Not only are they swelling our ranks, but they're driving us to school as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
I appreciate you. Thank you for the call. I got another call calling from coming in from Oklahoma. We got Landon calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Bradley?
I'm doing good. Just sitting here rocking the nation the best way that I can by the power of the Holy Ghost. But outside of that, I only can do what I can do, right?
Yeah, that's right. I just want to say I admire your passion. In my neck of the woods, that people are asleep or either I just too tired to fight or something, but it's a nightmare. And if it's in happening in my small town of 3,500, I could imagine how it is in the larger populated areas.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what they're zeroing in on. What they just want to do is they just want to keep fatiguing the people into compliance. They want to keep wearing them down, and they want to keep wearing them down. If the American people, and this is, again, why the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If the people had the knowledge of the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution and their heritage, do you think that if they knew all that they would put up with any of what they see in government today? There's no way. There's no way.
They'd be the first people on a terrorist watch list.
Oh, they are. Let me tell you, Landon, they are. They are. So, well, I appreciate your phone. Do you got a point you want to make there?
No, I just think that in this time right now, we just need Jesus, and I think that it's. I don't think the fight's lost, but I think that's probably where we're going to find our victory.
That's right, and so did our forefathers. You know what? And the bottom line was there wasn't a whole lot of them. There was less than 3% of the population, along with 13 colonies, crying out to God for, you know what? It wasn't really just the revolution, but crying out for independence. It was really the war of independence. They wanted their independence from a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. And if we read the Declaration of Independence, there's a ton of history right there as to what our forefathers went through to give us what we have today. And we have the longest-standing constitution after 244 years It's the longest standing constitution in modern history. You know, and the fact of the matter is, Landon, we can throw our hands up and say there's nothing we can do about it, but we need to come back down to earth here real quick. And I want to remind you that we still have the freedom to do the right thing. So what we need to do is study the past so we know the future. That's what we need to do. I appreciate your phone call. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to cover this. By the way, again, thank you for the phone calls. I appreciate it. CNBC just reported you can't sue Pfizer or Moderna if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects. The government likely won't compensate you for damages either. Wow. I mean, that's just crazy. Look at the brazen and haughty arrogance. Listen to what they're telling you. They're trying to force you into taking the vaccination. And then on the other hand, the mainstream media, who's also a party of those that are driving fear to corral you into taking the vaccination, is right there trying to defend Pfizer or Moderna. Just think about that. Saying you can't do nothing to them if you fall to adverse side effects concerning the COVID vaccine. Folks, listen to what they're saying. Here, let me tell you what they're saying. These are the people that are telling you it's for your safety. These are also the people that are saying Planned Parenthoods are essential businesses. These are also the same people that sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies. And you believe, for some reason or another, they're looking out for your good? No, they're telling you they're not looking out for your own good. They're telling you that, listen, we're going to give you the shot, and there's absolutely nothing you can do to these companies if you have adverse side effects. They said under the PrEP Act, companies like Pfizer and Moderna have total immunity from liability if something unintentionally goes wrong with their vaccines. Really? That's funny. It may be in a foreign country, but not in America. A little-known government, said CNBC, a program provides benefits to people who can prove they suffered serious injury from a vaccine. That program rarely pays, covering just 29 claims over the last decade. This is your mainstream media defending a company and the politicians who helped indemnify them from anything that could happen to you if you take their vaccination. These same people are the ones that are trying to get you to understand that unless you take the vaccination, nothing will go back to normalcy. Okay? That's what they said. That's what Bill Gates said. Normalcy. And the fact of the matter is, friends, they are telling you right now, you're going to get the shot and there's nothing you can do to us if there's adverse side effects. Folks, that's criminal. Oh my gosh. Hey, I'm going to go rob this guy's house, and I'm going to do whatever I want, and I'm going to probably end up killing a couple people. But you know what? These politicians over here, they help me create policies to basically safeguard myself against what I just got done doing to those innocent people. Well, they've already convinced the American people that murdering a baby is a choice. Yet 70 years ago, they were the crimes against babies, abortion as you now know it, were called crimes against nature, against humanity. The world cried out against it. Now the American people are the first ones to take it on as a norm. Because now it's a choice. No, it's murder. God said so. Proverbs 6:17. But look at this. It's the same thing that's happening here. It's the exact same thing, friends. They're trying to normalize the crime, and they're trying to get you to submit to the crimes. I want you to listen to this really quick. As a matter of fact, I'll bring it back up on hour two. I got hour two coming up, guys. Hour two is coming up on the other side of this hard break. I want to go over to this professor, and I want you to hear what she had to say. What we're talking about right now is how the mainstream media and politicians want to remind you that there's nothing you can do to the vaccine companies. Hour two coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.